Good evening. This is the Shia of Chav Beis Av, which is the 18th of August. Simun Tofresh Chav Zayin, Siv Gimel. We are discussing the halachas of a yoshein basukkah, somebody who sleeps in the sukkah, but he sleeps underneath a oil. We're defining what an oil is, what is considered halachically a tent, that you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of a shiva sukkah by being in there. What about an umbrella? What about if a person is underneath an umbrella? It's raining a little bit, and he wants to be machmir, and he wants to remain sitting in the sukkah, and he can't sit, but he's getting wet. So he wants to open up an umbrella, say that it's on Chol HaMoed, so we're not getting into shailas of opening and closing an umbrella on Shabbos and Chol HaMoed. It's just Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's Chol HaMoed, and he wants to open an umbrella. Is he fulfilling the mitzvah? Yes or no? So based on what we learned in yesterday's shiur, oil has certain conditions. When does something become an oil that is mafsik and divides and separates between the person and the schach? The condition that we learned yesterday thoroughly was the condition that it should be ten tfachim high. Anything which is not ten tfachim is not considered an oil at all. So that wouldn't be a problem. Or anything, something which is ten tfachim will be considered the shaila. If it's ten tfachim high, it's considered yoshin tachas asuk, yoshin tachas amito, and it'll be possible. But anything beyond that would be okay. So based on that, if it's less than 10 tfachim, and I think most umbrellas will be less than 10 tfachim, and it's definitely not a fixed a construction or anything like that. It's obviously very mobile, and it's not a static type of construction. The halach will be, according to that, the halach will be that it'll actually be yotze. And that's exactly what the poskim write, that in theory you could have an umbrella, and it wouldn't affect you mitzvah yeshiva sukkah at all. Some are a little bit more reluctant to be matir, and they said you shouldn't make a bracha underneath that, underneath an umbrella. But as far as what we have learned now, based on what we learned yesterday, what the Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah says, it doesn't seem to have really such a big problem. I mean, the question that one can ask is, what happens if it is 10 tefachim, if the umbrella is 10 tefachim high? Based on what we're going to see later on, is that it's love the oil issues are based on the fact that it's more of a static construction. The more mobile it is, the less strong it is, the weaker it is, it's less of a shaila. It's not considered an oil. So there's nothing more mobile than an umbrella. And based on that, it could even be, it's very likely that even if the umbrella is 10 tefachim high, could even be then it's not considered an oil. But that's probably a little bit more questionable. But as we're going through Siv Gimel, I have prepared a bit of a sheet that should be helpful, B'Siyata Dishmaya, because we're going to be talking about three types of poles of beds. Now, let me just make the following point before we start. It seems from this Seif in Shulchan Aruch that in previous generations it was very common to have a bed which has some sort of poles sticking up from the four corners of the bed, and on top of that would be some canopy, some sort of something on top, and there was some material going down from those poles, going down all the way to the bed. I assume protected from insects, maybe, or from other things, and it seems that it was a very common thing. Those frames or poles, they used to be at various levels of strength and duracy. Depends on what exactly their intention was. Some were more long-term, some were more less fixed. And we're going to be going through three levels, three types of those poles, three types of those frames, and we're going to be discussing which ones of those are considered an oil, and therefore you won't be able to use them for sleeping in a sukkah, and some of them are not so much of a problem. And we're going to be going through the three levels. Now, I've prepared that sheet over here, which says Sim Tov Resh Chav Zayin Siv Gimel on the page. I think it may be useful. Okay, you see I wrote in green, when do frames, poles of beds become an oil? So it says here there are three levels depending on their strength. We're going to see now, I'm calling them number 1, 2, and 3. One is Kilo, one is Naklitin, and finally the third one is Kinoifos. But let us first go through Shulchan Aruch, and then, although initially we probably won't understand much of what's going on, but second time around hopefully we'll be okay. So, Siv Gimel. Ho'etzim, the woods, the poles. Ha'yotzim ma'ab Rosh Hamit, this is top of page Pezayim. Ha'etzim, the woods. Ha'yotzim arbei, come out from the four roshei amita, from the four corners of the bed. Also, one is not allowed to lifrois alein sadin, one is not allowed to spread sheets over it, velishon tachtov, and to sleep underneath it. So that's the case what we're talking about. That's the metzias. That is what we're talking about. Those beds that has four poles sticking up. And you put sheets on top of it, and you spread it around. You spread it on top of it, and it goes all the way down. Afilu im einum gvoin asoro, you're not allowed to spread a sheet on top of it and sleep underneath it, even if they are not afilu im einum gvoin asoro, even if they are not 10 tefachim high. You're not allowed to. Avolim echod yoytze ba'emtza mito. But if one is sticking up from one side of the frame of the bed, there's another pole sticking up, not four, but just two. One on the top of the bed and one on the bottom of the bed. I assume it would be in the middle. The second one by the feet of the bed. Kinegdoi, opposite it. Venoisling klonsois. And you'd put a perush etzim arukim kein konishul roimach mizeleze. So you've got the two poles sticking up from the two sides, two extremes of the bed, and on top of those two poles, you put a third pole from both sides of the bed. So you can have, again, you have a bed, and on the top of there, by the head, where the head is, and on the other side of the bed, where the feet are, you've got poles sticking up, and on top of those two poles, you've got a third pole, a third piece of wood going from one side to the other side of the of these poles, mizeleze. If you've got that kind of bed, mutalifrois sadin olav, you are allowed to put sheets on top of it, velishon tachtov, and sleep underneath it. Mishum, why? Because the ein lo gag rochav tefach lemalo, because it doesn't have a roof. We're going to call it a roof, which is a tefach, thick. Wide on top, obviously not, because it is going to be like a triangle shape type of thing, and it's not going to be a tefach wide. It's going to go down. And this is only true. It's only true if it's not a ten tefachim high. Because if it would be ten tefachim high, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to explain that shortly. Case as well if it's 10 tefachim high. Okay, let us go now through the sheet, and I think let's go first through the sheet and after see the Mishnah Berurah, everything inside. Okay, so I'm writing over here, when do frames, poles, or beds become an oil? So there are three levels depending on their strength. So number one is called a kilo. Okay, what is a kilo? A kilo is not a long-term fixture. It therefore only becomes an oyel if it is 10 tefachim high and has a roof attached on top. So there's two conditions over here. A kilo will only be considered an oyel and therefore invalidating mitzvah shiva sukkah underneath it only if two conditions apply. Because a kilo is not a long-term fixture. It's more like May I call it IKEA style, maybe? That it's not a long-term type of fixture. You have it. It's quite convenient for having in the sukkah. You take it in, you take it out, that kind of thing. So that will only become an oil. On the whole, it's not really considered an oil. It's not a strong type of fixture. It's not a strong type of bed. And it's not permanent at all. So then it's only going to become an oil. It's not going to be an oil. It only will be an oil if it's 10 tefachim high and has a roof attached on top. Then it's more firm, then it's more fixed, and then it will be considered an oil. If those two conditions do not apply, then a kilo is not a problem at all. Why is kilo not a problem? Because it's not a long-term fixture. Okay, that's number one. Then we go to naklitin. Naklitin is second style. Naklitin is stronger. and more long term than a kilo. If you get an aklitin, you know, that's it's more solid, it's stronger, it's more long term. Therefore, it's quicker going to become an oil. So therefore, I wrote, it therefore is an oil if it has 10 tefachim or has a roof. Because it's stronger, because it's more solid, it's going to become an oil if it has 10 tefachim or has a roof. Both conditions do not need to apply. If one of those two conditions apply, it's already an oil. That's with regards to naklitin. Why is naklitin quicker an oil than a kilo? Because it's more long term, it's more solid, it's stronger. Okay, that's number two. Then we move on to number three, a kinoifos. What's a kinoifos? Kinoifos is the strongest fixture of all three and a long-term attachment. That is a proper, solid type of canopy. It is therefore an oil, even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, provided it has a roof. So since it's more fixed, it's more solid, as long as it's got a roof, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's going to be considered an oil and invalidates the sitting of fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah underneath that. Okay, these are the three levels. Kilo, which needs two conditions. It needs 10 tefachim and a roof. Then naklitin, which is either or. You either need 10 tefachim or you need some sort of roof on top. And finally, knoifos, which is the strongest, that as long as you've got a roof, you're out. You've got a problem. Let's see this in Mishneh Berurah in Tzaitziv Kotten Zayin. Ha'eitzim ha'yoitzim. Zehu mikri b'mishneh kinoifos. The kinoifos, that's what's called the kinoifos. V'ukuvua me'oid. And this is very strong. Al-kein, therefore, poiseil, it invalidates af bepoches ma'asor tefachim. It invalidates even by less than 10 tefachim. U'ma shekozim achakach. But the Shulchan Aruch after goes into another case, which are the naklitin. Okay, now he explains. There are three levels. There are three dinim over here. Kilo, the kinoifos, the naklitin. Kilo, the loy kviyo. Kilo is not very strong. Lo misre elo betartel reese. It will only become posul. It will only invalidate mitzvah shiva sukkah, but tartel reese, if there's two conditions. What are the two conditions? Sheish lo gag, it must have a roof, v'gvoya asoro, and it needs to be 10 tefachim high. If both conditions don't apply, you can sit there, you can sleep there, with great displeasure, and you're fulfilling mitzvah shiva sukkah. Then comes kinoifos, the kvir. He's going jumping now. Please mind the gap. He's jumping now to number three. Kinoifos de kviya. Kinoifos is very fixed, very solid. Misra, that becomes also avshi eino gva asor, even if it's not ten tefachim high. Kiven since shal kol ponim yesh lo gag, he has a roof, and since it has a roof, then it's going to be a problem. And that's what we wrote, that as long as, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, he has a problem. By the way, the question of here is, what exactly the definition of a roof? How thick does the roof need to be? And that's actually a bit of a question. It remains questionable. We haven't got a clear psak in that. Chaznish apparently writes that there's no shear for that, and it's not explicit anywhere. So we haven't got a shear for that. But it definitely needs some sort of roof. The Prima Godim writes, Shemetzadeit, he assumes, Du minatur, this psul will actually be minatur. So if you are sitting underneath the kinoifos, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah on a biblical level. Mamash Madei Reise. Yeah. V'naklitin, and then comes the level of naklitin. After lo ikvir kol kach ki kinoifos, although it's not as strong and solid as the kinoifos, mikol makim nevertheless, kvir yosem a kilo. It's still a bit stronger than a kilo, which was level number one. Lochein, therefore, misre gam kein, it also becomes also alkol ponem et rabon b'chadel reese. It becomes also with chadel reese, if one of the conditions apply already. Dehainu. I.e., kshegavoye masoro, if it's 10 tefachim high, afol pishein lo gag, even if he hasn't got a roof. So, this level number two is, as I wrote, is strong and more long term than a kilo. It therefore is an oil if he has 10 tefachim or has a roof. If one of the two conditions apply, you're out with an aklitin. Vezeu ledeo rishono. This is with regards to the first opinion. Vedeo shnio. But there's another opinion, the svir, and I have not mentioned that earlier. The second opinion holds, that's never a problem. And aklitin is never a problem. Kivun she'ein lo gag, it hasn't got a roof. The oil meshupol a mikri oil klal. Because, as I mentioned, this is a triangle. It's a triangle type of shape. So since it's oil meshupol, it's slanty, lo mikri oil klal, it will never be considered an oil. So now we have an additional point over here, that an aklitin may not be a problem ever. Why? Because if the shape of an aklitin is that it's going down like a triangle, then according to the latter opinion, according to the opinion which I have not mentioned earlier at all, according to an opinion holds that it will never be a problem. If it's a triangle shape, it's never going to be considered an oil. If it's a teepee, I think that's what it's called, a teepee type of thing, or the bed, or maybe we've got cots like that sometimes, that just like there is like a two poles and then a pole between those two poles and then material going around it, then that will be not considered a problem under any circumstances, because it's not considered an oil. Your oil needs to have a flat roof. And according to that opinion, naklitin is never going to be a problem. So that's the three levels: kilo, naklitin, knoifos. Let's go through the Shulchan Aruch again, just now that we're understanding it. I think the Shulchan Aruch will make a lot of sense. Okay, Siv Gimel Ho'etzim Hayoitzim Me'arbei Roshei Hamito. The etzim, the woods that come out from the four sides of the four corners of the bed. That is a kinoifos. So we're up to level 3. The strongest, we're starting with level 3. Ha'etzim Ho'etzim Me'arbei Roshei Hamito. Also lifos alian sadin. You're not allowed to put underneath material over it. Velishon tachtov, to sleep underneath it. Afilim enum gvein maso, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. And that is what we mentioned, number 3. Since it has a roof, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah underneath that. Because even if it's less than 10 tefachim, mamash like the Shulchan Aruch says. It's full stop. But if there's one pole coming out from the top of the bed, and the second pole from the feet side of the bed, connect or opposing it, and you put sheets mizeleze from one side to the other side, what is that called? That, of course, is the naklitin. So the naklitin is mutalifo sadin olav. You can put sheets around it on top of it, velishon tachton, sleep underneath it. Why? Mishum de'en lo gag rechav tefach ulemalo. Because he either has no roof, as long as he hasn't got 10 tefachim. In other words, one of two conditions. Either it's not 10 tefachim, then it's going to be okay. Or he has no roof, then it's going to be okay as well. Because we're up to level of naklitin, second level, which is not as strong as a kinoifos. And therefore, if one of two conditions don't apply, it's okay. And some say that even if it's 10 tefachim, it's going to be okay. The reason being, which is not explained explicitly over here, but the Mishnah Berurah explained it, that since it's a triangle shape, it's going to be okay under any circumstances, because it's that kind of shape. It's not considered an oil, and it's okay. Fine. I think this if Gimel now makes sense, and with that that makes a lot. It's much more clear now. Before we move on with Sif Dalet, I just want to go back to a question that we discussed yesterday. Share. We asked about a bunk bed, and we said that. We asked what's the halacha with regards to a bunk bed, and we said according to Sif, the first two Sifim, there shouldn't be a problem. It's not considered because as long as it's not 10 tefachim, it's going to be okay. As long as it's not 10 tefachim high, it's going to be okay. That's what we discussed yesterday. Now, having discussed Sif Gimel thoroughly, the question should be revisited. And what about a bunk bed? If you want to put a bunk bed in the sukkah, can you fulfill the mitzvah? Yes or no? Now, having discussed the three levels, we appreciate that there is such a thing as even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it could become a problem. If it's really strong, and if it's a really long-term attachment, it would be potentially a problem. And that's really the kinoifos. That's what the kinoifos we learned. If it's a strong attachment, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's going to be a problem if it has a roof. And without a doubt, a bunk bed is long-term attachment. It is a strong fixture, and it has a roof as well. So if the halacha of a bunk bed is comparable to a kinoifos, then we're going to be stuck. But interestingly, although that I think it makes sense what I'm saying, nevertheless, we find that many poskim actually matter, and they claim that it's not mamash as strong as a kinoifos. I can't exactly quote it because I'm not fully understanding it, but I know Rav Vozna is matter, and he doesn't compare it to a kinoifos. He said it is 10 tefachim high, or certainly If it's not 10 tefachim high, well, if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's for sure okay. Well, not really. Let me just think for a minute. Yeah, well, either way, yeah, I'm saying, if it is 10 tefachim high or not 10 tefachim high, either way, lechoir would be comparable to kinoifos, which is strong and tense, but nevertheless, I know avosne is matter, and he says you could put a bunk bed, you could fulfill the mitzvah underneath a bunk bed. The reason has to be understood. Not quite sure why it is so, but that's definitely how he passes lemaisa. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, v'tzorichin. Now the that leaves us with Sif Dalet. Yeah, we can move on to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet. Peras sodin tachas eschach lenoi. Somebody who spread sadin, a sheet for beautifying the sukkah. Imu besorich arbo tfochim. He put it underneath the schach. If it's within 4 tfochim of the schach, the gag to the schach, ksheru, it's okay. If it's within 4 tfochim to the schach, it's ksheru, it's okay. Vimu rochek arbo tfochim in a gag, but if it's further away than from the schach, if the sheet that I put, the sheet, some sort of decoration that I put, it's further away than 4 tefachim than the schach psula, then I've passed my sukkah. That's what it says over here. What's going on over here? What's going on? Why is it a problem? So he said, the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. First of all, he says in Sif Katan Tes, Perasadin Huadinim Itro Beshaminim Shein Mesachin Bohem. It doesn't have to be necessarily a sheet. All the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is anything which is not part of a, which wouldn't be a kosher schach. So one example is a sheet, but it could be any material. In fact, that you know that you can't fulfill, that you can't use as a schach. Kigun Shetolot Achas Schach Kulo Mina Cholim. If you put, if you hanged up from the schach, foods, vekelim, vessels, noim, nice vessels, kedil noisa, to make it nice. So if it's within the 4 tefachim, then the halacha is if cotton yod kshero, then it's kosher. Why is that? The betelim helik abeschach. It's bottle. It's nullified next to the schach. Umut rafiduleshiv tachten. You're allowed to sit even underneath the kelim, the vessels or the fruit, whatever you're hanging. You're allowed to sit underneath it because if it's within 4 tefachim, then it becomes bottle to the schach. Bottle to the schach. So you've got any decoration hanging down from the schach. If it's within 4 tefachim to the schach, it becomes bottle, nullified, and you can't sit right underneath it in a fulfilling mitzvah sukkah. However, you see, got yud alef im rochoik abo tefachim. If it's further than 4 tefachim away, the kivun shirichoikim abo tefachim in aschach. Since it's further, it's distant. It's got further distance than 4 tefachim from the schach. Chashive be'apen afshayu. They're considered choshev on their own. Veloy bottle ligabeschichuch, and it's not bottle to against the schach at all. It's an independent unit. It's further than 4 tefachim. It's independent. It's got its own chshivas. When Nemtzai comes out, she'en yoshev betzel ha'sukkah. He's not sitting in the shade of the sukkah at all. Elo betzel noye sukkah. He's sitting in the shade of the decoration. It doesn't make a difference if the decoration itself is chamosom merubah, it's got more sun. It doesn't make a difference. According to first opinion, v'yesh mekinim b'shoy chamosom merubah mitzilos, but others say that if it's got chamos, if got more sun than shade, then it's going to be okay. That's how Mishnah Paskins over here. But on the whole, we have to realize the svar is that if it's within 4 tefachim of the schach, then it's bottled towards the schach, and it's okay. It doesn't affect at all the yeshiva sukkah. However, if it's further away than 4 tefachim, then it's chshivas, because it's chshivas, it's independent, and therefore you're going to run into trouble. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, the last 5 words of the page. Vim einoy lenoy, and if it's not for decoration, if it's not for decoration, then it's even worse. Everything that we discussed now was only for decoration. If it's not decoration, then it's, even if it's for tefachim, it doesn't become bottled to the schach, and it's a problem. You're going to be sitting on the, it's not bottled to the schach, and if you sit underneath it, It's to a certain extent as if you're sitting under something which is not a schach, and it's a problem. And it continues the Ramah, a person should be careful, one should be careful that one should always hang up decorations within four tfachim of the schach. So when you're hanging up whatever decorations, don't have them dangling down more than four tfachim. It has to be within four tfachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot as well. V'yesh leizor roitzoloima af the medina and lesser rak b'roch v'abot tfachim kanal. Although really make radin, there has to have a certain size to that it's going to be a problem. Mikol makom, nevertheless, yesh leizor lechatchila. I didn't want you to be careful. Afilo ein roch v'abot tfachim, even if it's not four tfachim wide, even if it's a small item, you have to be careful not to have it hanging down. Sheish lochush, because we are concerned. Shema yasin noy harbe. You're going to do a lot of decoration. Anshe ben shirzeh until there's the full measure. V'yesh eftachto, we're going to be sitting underneath it. V'lefize, therefore, en litlois peiros oikelim. A person should not hang decorations on the schach, peros or kelim, fruit or vessels, v'chadoim, anything similar to that, dovor shepost l'schach b'hen, something which you cannot use as a schach at all, afilu no, even if it's for decoration, ela besoich arbo tfochim l'schach. It has to be, you should check that it's always within four tfochim to the schach. Aloch l'maisa, what we are saying now is that anything that is hanging, all the decorations have to be hanging within four tfachim. One should try to aim that everything should be hanging within four tfachim from the schach, not further than that. Hadoch lamaisa, how much is four tfachim? So it depends on machlokes Reb Chaim Noor and Chazanish, about 32 centimeters or 38 centimeters, depending on Reb Chaim Noor, Chazanish, but one should take him makbid. Reb Shlomo Zalman was also makbid, and others were even makbid, even more than that, and they didn't want to go into any problems, and they were machmir not to hang up anything from the schach. But if one does hang up, and Reb Shlomo Zalman was happy to hang up, however, he just said that one should make sure to have, as the Ramah says, and as we just learned now, it should all be within four tfachim from the schach. And this is Halacha L'maaseh, and that's how we pasken.